wanted to get a baseline before the campaign started to check to see where the campaigns were at the starting gate, how aware people were of the different candidates. So what sort of ground each candidate needed to make up over the course of the campaign, and to see what the favorabilities were at the outset.
And you also not only looked at the candidates who have announced, but also the candidates who may announce.
Right. And while we were in the field, actually, we had four candidates announced. So, there was only one announced prior to us even starting the poll. So we used basically what I had a journalist weigh in and looked at who is possibly or likely to run, and we used those names to set up our field.
And what did you find that Phil Scott, the lieutenant governor, who recently announced, has name recognition of well over 70%, 77%?
Mm-hmm. And high favorables. He's well known, and he's well liked across just about every demographic when you look at in the state. And he starts with in a great position as the campaign gets underway.
And Shap Smith also has some fairly significant name recognition. What about his favorable and unfavorable?
Well, he's Shap Smith is Speaker of the House, so he's got a decent following and name recognition. We don't have a lot of people who are undecided with Shap Smith when it comes to whether you think of him favorably or not, to the same degree as we do with his two Democratic competitors, Sue Minton and Matt Dunn. But, he's in a good place, but it looks like right now his numbers and Matt Dunn's are fairly close.
And Matt Dunn has run for governor of Vermont before, not successfully, but still, what are the thoughts of on Matt Dunn? Because people have been able to decide whether or not they want him as governor before.
Yeah, but the I think it's maybe out of sight, out of mind, in that there were still, we found, while his name rang a bell where people would say, yeah, I'm aware of him, we had nearly 50% when we asked about favorability say, I'm not sure. And we did not push on that. So we took the soft I don't knows and so that we didn't create any opinion that doesn't exist.
On the Republican side, Bruce Lisman has announced. Now, he's pretty much a political newcomer, isn't he?
He is. His name has been around, and it's been talked about, runs for governor in the past. We had him in the poll because we had heard all that talk as well, and then he announced while we were in the field. We did get something interesting, though, during that period, because he announced while we're about nearly the halfway point in our data collection, and I looked from day to day. He was running at about 16% awareness before he announced. After he announced, that shot up, it was about 30%. So already just the press that he received from his announcement has helped his name recognition.
How involved right now are Vermonters in the race for governor? It's more than a year away. You've got the race for president will be certainly the highlight of next year. You've got Bernie Sanders attracting a lot of attention in Vermont and nationwide as he tries for the Democratic nomination. Is it too early, really? Are Vermonters really taking a hard look yet at the race for governor?
I don't think so at all. No, I mean, if you just even looking at the number of don't knows and not sures across the board there, that's why we didn't even want to propose the idea of any horse race questions, any matchups for primaries or a general election among this group, because I think, the presidential race has taken so much oxygen and so much space in the press, and then Sanders is really on the minds and the discussions of everybody here, that the gubernatorial race has been a forgotten race, but it's going to be an open seat, and so when it does heat up, it's going to heat up to a high degree.